For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. You might be cool, but you're not World War II bomber pilot who belly flopped a riddled plane and then later got a thank you in tulips from the Dutch kind of cool. That kind of cool is the domain of Pinky Funderburg. Pinky is 94, he lives in Rock Hill, he's got a standing room only amount of friends, and he lives with a beautiful blonde cockatiel named Pretty Boy, who jealously loves him dearly. And as of August 2nd, Major Cletus Thomas Funderburg has a Legion of Honor medal. That's the highest award bestowed by the government of France. Fifth District Congressman Ralph Norman presented the medal on behalf of France during a ceremony at Westminster Tower in Rock Hill that afternoon.
Pinky Funderburg honors all of South Carolinians, and I'm so proud to recognize him today for receiving this prestigious French Legion of Honor.
France awarded Funderburg his medal for what he did when he was barely no longer a teenager in 1945.
I flew my first mission. I was 20 by 2 weeks.
20 by 2 weeks, but already entrusted to fly B-17s with the 8th Air Force, i.e. the mighty 8th, during the last month of the war. At 94, Funderburg's immaculately parted hair is a soft, pearly white. 2 weeks past 20, it was wavy and red, which earned him his nickname Pinky, who barely made it to 3 weeks past his 20th birthday.
We were actually shot down over Brussels, Belgium.
It was April 5th, 1945. By then, the Germans didn't have a lot left to throw at the Allies. But what they did have was the world's first jet fighter.
German ME-262, and we were hit by them a couple of times.
If you're not familiar with how pilots talk, they can be remarkably understated. Saying you were hit a couple of times could actually mean stuff like this.
We had about 200 holes in the airplane, and one next to the tail gunner was big enough so you could stand up in it.
P.S. He only really found out the extent of the damage after he landed the plane, without landing gear.
And we put the gear down, and only one gear would come down, so we had to retract the other gear and did a belly landing in Leuven, Belgium.
So, was he scared?
Well, actually, we're very busy. You're always busy flying. You're particularly busy when you're flying a four-engine aircraft and flying formation. And when you're really busy, you don't have time to get scared. Although, I'm sure we were at times.
Also, P.S., nobody on that flight got hurt. So, scared, or busy, or lucky, or whatever, Funderburg kept flying. 17 missions in all. Where the French come in was about a week and a half after that belly landing in Leuven.
I flew 3 missions into France, into Royenne, to support the French attacking German ground troops. And those three missions were very successful.
More pilot understatement. Successful means successfully having crushed some of the last German resistance of the war. These 3 days of missions set the table for the coming French liberation. It wasn't exactly smooth sailing, but at least Funderburg and his crew weren't shot out of the air this time. Amid all the bombs and gunfire, though, there was humanity. Up in Holland, in the very last week of the war in Europe, civilian deaths were piling up, not from aggression, but from hunger.
The Germans had isolated Holland from the rest of the world, and they were starved. They were eating tulips to survive.
Funderburg flew 6 missions dropping food from the very shootable height of 300 feet, but with the green light from the Germans, who agreed with the Dutch and the English to let the bombers make their humanitarian runs.
So one of the best memories that I have was after about the 3rd mission, we're flying back to England, and the Dutch people had cut tulips out to spell thank you. And they also wrote thank you in red paint all over tops of their buildings. And this was pretty dramatic, I'll tell you. Our crew was, we were in tears when we saw all this.
The war in Europe ended on May 8th. 10 days later, Funderburg and his crew landed in Linz, Austria, one time home to Adolf Hitler. They picked up 31 French prisoners of war, and they brought them back to their homeland.
That was a great reward to me and, of course, to those Frenchmen. And it put together a pretty good story.
And for the record, Funderburg likes to give credit where credit is due, which in his case means everybody who helped get him well past his 20th birthday.
We tend to overlook the fact that there were other people that kept us in the air. The ground crews worked all night, replacing engines, covering up holes, replacing tires, outside all night long in any kind of weather to keep us flying. And the people in the kitchen that cooked the eggs, they were just as important as we were.
After the war, Pinky Funderburk, a.k.a. Tom, made a career as a manufacturer's rep, selling things like pumps and valves, and flying every chance he got.
At one time, I covered three or four states in a Piper Cherokee. Then my partner and I graduated into a higher tech airplane.
Pinky still flies, by the way, just in case you thought being 94 would have him sitting still.
I'm not allowed to take off or land, but once we get in the air, they usually let me fly to wherever we go. We head out for $100 hamburgers pretty often.
One last bit of pilot talk there. $100 hamburgers refer to a short flight to another airport's restaurant for some food, and then the flight back home. It's not really a surprise coming from a guy whose roommate is a critter with wings, and whose business card states, "I'd rather be flying." For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.